Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show Thursday. Getting closer to the weekend. Brent Hesse and joining me, Noah Cassidy. Noah, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Good Thursday today. Like you said, almost into the weekend.
Yep, and now we've got the Did You Know Show. So let's go ahead and get started. Noah, you got something to give us on Did You Know?
So this one's pretty interesting. I definitely didn't know this. So I'm going to be talking about children's books.
Children's books.
Or a book. There's a bunch of them here. I might use some of them. Next week. But for this one, did you know that the tale of Peter Rabbit started as a letter to a sick child?
Definitely did not know that.
Yeah, it was actually not written as a book.
I'm trying to remember the story of Peter Rabbit.
Well, you know, maybe some of these details I kind of read to you right here will kind of jog your memory.
Okay.
So at the age of 27, the author, his name was Beatrix Potter. He wrote an 8-page letter hoping to cheer up a sick 5-year-old child of his former governess. In it, she told a story of Peter Rabbit, his siblings of Flopsy Mopsy, and Cottontail. Potter loved making watercolor images of animals, so she actually illustrated the tale before sending it off. Publishing was not part of the original plan. It was just supposed to be this letter. But after getting an overwhelmingly positive response to her letter, she decided to send it around to publishers and see what happened. Now, she did get rejected at least 6 times, but Potter published The Tale of Peter Rabbit independently in 1901, and then the next year it was picked up by a major publisher and became a major hit. And obviously the rest is history. The Tale of Peter Rabbit isn't only Potter's story to start this way. Others included The Tale of Squirrel Nutkin, which I don't know what that is, The Tale of Mr. Jimmy Fisher is another one that went this way, and I have no idea what that is. But those are just some other books besides the Peter Rabbit books that were also based on illustrated letters sent to children that ended up turning into children's books.
That's pretty cool. I'm glad that they stuck with it because getting, you know, not being able to get it published that long, but then just doing it on your own definitely paid off, as it is one of the classic hits.
I don't think you can go into any bookstore and it still not have a printed version in that bookstore. So,
pretty good. Well, glad we got that children's book. And we've got one here for you about fall stuff, as it's that time of year. Did you know that catching a falling leaf is considered to be good luck?
Really?
Yes.
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't either. You know, whenever I was a kid, sometimes I would just go out in the backyard. Leaves are blowing around. It's a fun thing to do by yourself if you don't have anybody to play with. Just try to catch the leaves as they're blowing, because it's not easy. It's not as easy as you'd think.
Right.
Usually the wind are taking it one direction, and then it's a leaf, so it'll fly one way, and then it'll fly back the other way. But if you do happen to catch a leaf, it could bring you good luck. And the superstition says that it can be even more complex depending on the color or type of leaf you catch, where a red leaf could mean good luck and love, and an orange leaf could mean inner transformation. There's also different types of leaves that symbolize enlightenment, as well as hope and resilience.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah. So if you are in need of some good luck this fall season, go on out there, watch the leaves fall down, and if one happens to come your way, try to catch it. It says after you catch it, you can release it back into the wind, or you can bring it inside to incorporate into your seasonal decor.
Well, there you go. That's kind of, I guess if you're out and about trying to catch leaves, make sure you pay attention to the color you want.
Yeah, you can look it up, see what it means, what kind of luck it'll bring you. But that's what we got for the Did You Know Show here in September, as we're getting close to October, so time for that to beginning. The leaves falling off the trees here soon. Make sure you come on back for another episode of the Did You Know Show tomorrow.